WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Even though the fall TV season doesn't begin officially until September 19th, the networks have jumped the gun and already previewed six new series. TV critic David Bianculli decided it's time for him to deliver the bad news about the new season.
2 weeks ago, I raved about my so-called Life, the first new show of the fall season. I hope you've been watching that series Thursday nights on ABC, because it's not stretching things too far to say that this year, the network saved the best for first. In case you'd like to make advance plans for the fall 1994 TV season, I've compiled a list of the brand new series you ought to sample at least once. My so-called Life, you've already got. Based on what I've seen in advance, here's a complete list of the other must-see new series. Get the point? And it's a sad point, because last fall the networks gave us NYPD Blue and The X-Files, two series that set new standards in the cop show and fantasy genres. But even though NYPD Blue was a hit with critics and viewers, it was a miss with advertisers, who were scared away by the controversy. So it didn't make much money, so the networks didn't make any more shows that bold this year. If NYPD Blue pulls in a bunch of Emmys this Sunday and gets respectable, that'll all change, and maybe next fall the new shows will be daring again. This fall, the key word is bland. There are a few outright stinkers like ABC's McKenna, an outdoor adventure show that's like Lassie without the dog. But most of the 27 new shows are merely average. The one I have the most hope for, NBC's The Martin Short Show, hasn't even been produced yet, much less previewed, so it's a wild card. And the only new sitcom that offers a new twist and shows any real promise is ABC's All-American Girl. Margaret Cho stars as a rebellious young adult in a mostly conservative Korean-American household. And their dinner conversations are amusing, even if they're a little predictable.
I have a date with Kyle.
Kyle? You're not still seeing him. Oh, I don't like him.
You don't have to like him. He's dating me.
He's wrong for you.
I'm not gonna get into this, Mom.
Oh, good for you, Margaret. For once, we could have a nice family meal without you and your mother.
Okay, why is he wrong for me? And I hope you've got something better than he's not Korean.
I do. He's American.
Oh, well, I've got news for you, Mom. I'm American. Eric is American. Even Stuart is American. Tell her.
I'll try. Mom, 참으세요. 나쁘네는 아니에요.
On the drama side, the most ambitious new shows are medical dramas, and the networks have stupidly scheduled them at the same time. CBS's Chicago Hope, about an upscale hospital, and NBC's ER, about a more downscale one. Chicago Hope comes from David Kelly, creator of Picket Fences, and has the single best line. When Mandy Patinkin, as a big-shot surgeon, addresses his medical team just before trying to separate a pair of infant Siamese twins.
For those of you expecting music or my razor-like wit, I apologize. The size of the room makes communication more difficult today. Waiting players, watch the video monitors. And for those of you with God in your lives, please make contact now.
Oddly enough, the pilot episode isn't as gripping or satisfying as I expected. In fact, ER in the early going comes off a little better. It stars Anthony Edwards, the bubble boy in Northern Exposure, and is written by Michael Crichton, author of Jurassic Park. But like Chicago Hope, ER starts off a little flat. Both shows could improve a lot, but right now I wouldn't start scheduling my activities around either one. I would start making plans, though, to schedule around Ken Burns' new documentary series, Baseball. Some critics are complaining that at more than 18 hours, it's too long. But that's like complaining to Mozart about too many notes. Baseball starts a week from Sunday with these words, read by Garrison Keillor, and goes on from there.
Brooklyn Eagle, 1846. In our sundown perambulations of late, through the outer parts of Brooklyn, we have observed several parties of youngsters playing bass, a certain game of ball. Let us go forth a while and get better air in our lungs. Let us leave our close rooms. The game of ball is glorious.
And here's some other good news about the fall season. Even though the new shows aren't that terrific, lots of the returning ones are. We get new episodes of NYPD Blue and The X-Files, Picket Fences and Northern Exposure, Seinfeld and The Simpsons, Frasier, and Homicide: Life on the Street. With that kind of roster, there's no way to have a bad year. So stick with what's familiar this fall, and you won't be disappointed.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.